Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace. Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got birds, I've got jets.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Ambient sound, as we say. Ambient sound.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody, I'm Kyle Rosedahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, Making Today Make Sense. Good to have you along.
You sound so happy to be here, Kai. Well, I'm Kimberly Adams.
Well, it's been a day. Can I just say it's been a day? That's it.
Yes, you can say it's been a day. Okay. Specifically, right. Thursday, where we will do the news fix. Come on, I was trying to be punny. Lift the spirits a bit. No?
Oh. No. Totally went by me.
No.
Whatever. I'm not actually cranky.
You said
I'm tired. So here's the deal.
Okay.
All right. Let me explain what's going on. Let me come clean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Number one, as I think I mentioned yesterday, but perhaps not on mic, my oldest son is on a choir trip to Boston, for which the bus left our local high school at 3:00 this morning. Item number one. Item number two is because I am a moron, I scheduled my labs for my upcoming physical for this morning, and I was late to do it, so I couldn't get the 7:15 time slot, which would have been fine. I couldn't get in until 9:45, which meant no coffee, no food, excess crankiness, you know, all that stuff. And they're just catching up with you through the day. That's all I'm saying.
It does.
That's all I'm saying.
That's totally fair.
Okay?
Totally fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's where I am.
I hope your afternoon / evening improves from here. But to get you out of here more quickly, we're going to do a news fix. Some makes me. I'm just trying to keep it moving, Kai.
Fair enough. Moving. I appreciate that.
And I'm Kimberly Adams. I don't think I said that before.
Oh,
meanwhile,
yeah.
Okay. News fix, make me smiles, and then we're one step closer to the weekend. So, Kai, you go first.
Boom. Okay. I will go first. Two quick items, one of which is substantive of a kind, and the other one which is just kind of anecdotal. We have talked a lot on Marketplace about, and we all have had conversations about how hot the housing market is, how there's no affordable housing, how people are getting priced out, how millennials are never going to be able to buy, well, younger millennials are never going to be able to buy a home, all of those kinds of things. Christopher Waller, one of the newer members of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, gave a speech today in which he said, hell yeah, housing is expensive. Here's what Waller said as soon as I can pull it up on my screen. He said, hang on. Trust me, I know it's red hot, the housing market, because I'm trying to buy a house here in Washington and the market is crazy. I should say the Federal Reserve governors make like $200,000+ a year, low 200s. So it's not like he's making, oh gosh, I don't know, median wage in this economy. And yes, he's in a very hot East Coast city, but still, it's coming home to people, I think. It's coming home.
Every place that goes on the market in my neighborhood is sold like within a day or two, if not right away. It's unbelievable.
Right. And what do you do with that? And multiple offers, and it's over asking, and you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely. Item number two for me, and I just think this is interesting because it tells you how much things are changing and also the way things might be going. So Uber has made a deal with New York City taxicab companies to list New York City taxicab companies on its app, which if you know anything about how Uber came into the New York City market and virtually every other major market in, I was going to say the United States, but also the world, there were knockdown, drag-out fights between taxi commissions in New York and San Francisco and London, everywhere, between Uber and the taxi commission. The taxi commission saying, what the hell are you doing with this app thing? And Uber saying, your system is broken, ours is better, people want what we have, deal, and basically muscling in on them. And Travis Kalanick, the founder and then CEO of Uber, was sharp-elbowed and abrasive, one might say. Mm-hmm. But he was right that that's what the market wanted. And now, because the New York City taxi system has been clobbered, really, by COVID and 2 years of people not coming so much into the city, there has been a meeting of the minds. And Uber is now going to list yellow taxis where there's going to be price discovery up front and drivers can accept or reject the rides and all those kinds of things. And I'm sure there are many, many, many layers of regulation and bureaucracy to work out. But it's a change, and I think it will come to other cities as well.
I think it probably already has. I've ordered a couple of Ubers recently and been picked up by taxis. And I'm
is
just
that
like,
right?
Huh.
In Washington? Wow. Fascinating.
Yes. I mean, like, and they're definitely like taxis with the same like infrastructure and everything and the look on outside, and it's just they're also doing Uber. It kind of is. There's so many of these tech companies that come in, they take over the market, pushing out all the competition for charging prices that maybe were never realistic to begin with, and then they can kind of do whatever they want, especially with pricing, because then there are very few other options.
Exactly.
I was just talking to a friend of mine, it's like Amazon Prime can kick up the price however high they want to, because what are you going to do?
And they will. I mean, it's like $20 every year anyway. But yes. So, you know, .com, and there's an app for this. Uber, but for taxis, I guess, is the deal. See what I can do.
Full circle.
Anyway, go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Mine is pretty grim, but very important. There was a study out this week from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism showing just really staggering growth in the number of alcohol-related deaths in the first year of the pandemic, up 25.5% spike over the previous year. And to put that in context, in 2020, more adults under the age of 65 died from alcohol-related factors than died of COVID-19. So as seriously as we're taking the pandemic, we need to also be taking very seriously the rise in substance use disorder, alcohol-related concerns. And look, everyone knows I love myself a good cocktail. You know, you enjoy your beers, but it's just very important to take care of ourselves, take a break when you need to. Mocktails can be delicious, and there are a lot of things available. Like, maybe it's been harder for people to go to, like, meetings or to get their typical support that they might have usually gotten during the pandemic, but there are also medications you can take. There are other outpatient interventions that you can do. There are a lot of resources available, and we're going to have some of those on the show page if you're struggling. And, like, look, you know, take it easy if you need to. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. For perfect sure. opportunity for Let's. Make me smile.
Please do. Okay, I kind of love this one. I'm just going to dive right in here. I'm a big cured meats guy, and so this one got me right away. Right away. It's also it combines space too, which I think will appeal to you. So Jose Andres, who I think a lot of listeners might know, runs World Central Kitchen, does a lot of humanitarian work. He goes to places where there are natural disasters and also man-made disasters. He's in Eastern Europe now, feeding a lot of the people coming out of Ukraine with his organization. He, you know, got his name, obviously, running a bunch of restaurants, and his restaurant company has made a deal with a company out of Houston called Axiom Space Incorporated, which is in the process of building or wants to build the first private space station to create meals that will feed the four-person crew headed to the International Space Station as part of that. So among those things that he's going to put on there is Iberico ham, which is extremely tasty. I like that. And I would not mind going to space if I could have some Iberico ham. I would just like to say that. They're supposed to launch, by the way, 10-day mission, supposed to launch on after April the 3rd, which is soon. It's like a week and a half or something, which would be cool. So there you go.
Is that a plane?
It's a helicopter. This is L.A.
Ah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, mine is going to get a song stuck in everyone's head. There's going to be a Baby Shark movie.
I hate you. Is there really?
Yes. Oh, my God. So there's already a Baby Shark TV show, and so now there's going to be a Baby Shark movie, and there's a story in the AV Club which says that not only is there going to be a movie and there is a TV show, but apparently coming up on the TV show, there are about to be special appearances from Cardi B and Offset, who are going to appear in an upcoming episode of the Baby Sharks. It's called Baby Sharks Big Show, and I'm just going to read this. So they're going to appear as Sharky B and Off Shark, two cool and popular shark rap icons who just released a hit new song called Seaweed Sway. Also, the pair's real-life daughter, Culture, will appear as a shark named Culture Shark.
Oh, man. Oh, you're pretty pleased with that one, aren't you? You're pretty pleased with that one. I like that.
I'm so entertained.
That's great. That's great.
So entertained.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Baby Shark. Everybody. Bridget, if you had any guts, you would make that the theme going out. I'm just telling you, fix it in post. All right. Anyway, we got to go. Back tomorrow. Economics on Tap. Live streaming on YouTube as well. Of course, we'll do Discord. And we do hope you can join us 3:30 in the afternoon out here on the West Coast, 6:30 back east. It's going to be a little different. There's going to be a broad theme, if you will.
Yes. Yes, we're going to have a cherry blossom party. So, and as Kai informed me via a very unfortunate weather-related tweet, the cherry blossoms are about to be gone in D.C. because of incoming weather. So, celebrate them while they're here. If you join us for the live stream, you will see all of our themed stuff. And if you listen to the podcast later, we will be talking about it. And I hope you might consider having a themed beverage, alcoholic or no. And in the meantime, if you have anything you want to share with us, like things that remind you of spring, you can send us an email or a voice memo to makemesmart@marketplace.org or leave us a message at 508-UB-SMART.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with help from Mark K. Green. Today's episode engineered by Charlton Thorpe.
Bridget Bodner is the senior producer and hopefully a fan of Baby Shark. And the director of On Demand is Dada Tam. And by the way, I'm sorry everyone for getting that song stuck in your head. Like, sorry, but also not sorry. I'm still very entertained by it.
There you go. Yep.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.